Ulises Encarnacion did not believe in fate. This may have been a byproduct of the sailor's name his father Uxbal had given him, and the fact that Ulises detested ocean horizons. They were impermanent and appeared like waterfalls over which one could cascade into death. More likely, his disbelief was a consequence of how Ulises was taken from Cuba as a young boy by his mother, Soledad, as a member of the now infamous 1980 Mariel boatlift. Uxbal had wanted the family to stay despite their poverty. They did have a sturdy house with a garden, tomatoes when others didn't, but Soledad saw in Ulises a mind for school, and she worried about the state of young, pensive boys in Cuba. Bookworms were considered faggots, and though she did not think her son a homosexual, the state might, and she cringed at the thought of him in prison, or worse, at a rehabilitation camp. There was also Ulises' twin sister, Isabel, or Izzy, as they sometimes called her, a young girl who sang in church, which could be done anywhere, and who seemed unattached to Guayariba, meaning she might not remember much of Cuba if the family left right then. Soledad preferred to wrench two children out of one culture and into another before the Soviet Union collapsed, which she wrongly predicted would happen in 1985. Uxbal warned them they would not find a home so nice in the States. Kingdoms, he said, are hard to come by. He was so certain of his position that he tried holding his daughter ransom, locking Isabel inside the country house with him. Soledad was able to retrieve the girl only by holding Ulises hostage in return. Sewing shears in hand and pressed to her son's jugular, Soledad swore to Uxbal that unless Isabel walked out the front door, suitcase in hand, his bloodline would die. It was then, at the age of 12, that Ulises learned there were no goddesses of the loom, that people could not be simultaneously vessels of fate and free will. Destiny was a consequence of irreparable action, and in the case of his childhood relocation, his determined mother's forced evacuation. Outside their country house, she'd whispered in his ear not to worry, but there was a blade against his neck, and why would his father have slipped Isabel so quickly out the door if Soledad had not been serious? Aboard an overcrowded lobster boat hunched against the back of a car thief and wedged between his mother and sister, Ulises emigrated to the United States, rubbing his throat the entire time. He felt close to dying then, not sure he could trust his mother anymore, and he would forever associate that fear with the farthest stretch of water he could see over the hull of a boat looking north of Cuba, where he saw nothing but more water. It surprised Ulises that from Miami, they took a train north to what the Americans called New England. Soledad's distant cousins lived in Miami, close to Sunny Isles, and he assumed they would make a large, loud Cuban family together. This was Ulises' second train ride, the first, the journey from Guayariba to Havana. Uxbal had once told his son a story about his own first train ride, from the farmland hills of the Sierra Maestra to the southeastern coast. A little black boy had been seated on the bench in front of Uxbal, and Ulises' father had never seen such hair before. He was 5, the boy perhaps the same age, and Uxbal did not hesitate to reach over the bench and touch the tiny curls. He was mesmerized. The black boy shouted, though, and the mothers stood and grabbed for their children. Ulises' grandmother took Uxbal into her arms, from which perch Uxbal craned his neck to see his victim. The little black boy watched Ulises' father from over the bench like a boy at the zoo. Uxbal, the animal in the cage. What did Ulises' grandmother say to his father? Don't be such a shit. Ulises asked his mother then why they were going farther north. There are too many Cubans in Miami, Soledad told him, and Ulises, struggling to recall the point of his father's anecdote, realized how far away he was being taken and how quickly his mother wanted him to forget Uxbal. Are we going to New York? He asked. A little farther north, his mother said. My second cousin knows some people in Connecticut. Are we going to speak Spanish there? Among ourselves, she said, but English with the new friends we make. As a young woman, Soledad had been a nanny for British missionaries. She spoke English with a comely accent. Will you still sing to me at night? Ulises asked. I left my voice in Cuba, she said, which Ulises understood as, I can't, because it will remind me of the island. Do you hate Papi? Isabel asked. I will never forget your father.